Bear Down Bears fans, another edition of the Chicago Bears podcast coming your way. Pat the Designer back at it again up here at Halas right after we just heard from Coach Flus and a few select players. And of course, getting to see day five of training camp practice. And today was a little bit of an interesting day. Some ups and downs, really strong 7-on-7 period, but the team situations, maybe not Caleb's best day. We'll talk about all that more on today's episode of the Chicago Bears podcast. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. Appreciate you guys for rocking with this, man. That's why we've got you covered on everything Chicago Bears related here on the Chicago Bears podcast. Here on a Thursday, this was a very interesting day, to say the least, for the offense. I mean, a 7-on-7 period that was absolutely dominant from this offense, to the point yet again where we're seeing not only is this offense gaining confidence, but they're willing to go out there and talk some trash. Caleb Williams' first throw of the 7-on-7 period was an absolute laser, fitting it through a very, very tight pocket on a closing Jack Sanborn to get it into the hands of Keenan Allen, who walks in for a touchdown. Second play of that 7-on-7, Caleb Williams ends up throwing the football away there. Right back to it, though, in the third play, Caleb Williams, really nice over-the-shoulder pass. I believe that one ended up getting in the hands of Velus Jones. He was throwing that to the left side of the end zone, and Jaquan Brisker just couldn't get there. He got a little lost in the coverage, I think, and just couldn't find his way to keep up with them. Easy touchdown again. Caleb passed it yet again on that left side, kind of the similar play, and was able to find Romo Dunze over Jalen Johnson quickly there. So a lot of touchdowns coming out of that 7-on-7 period. And it really felt like, oh man, this is going to be another day that the offense goes out there and dominates. This is going to be another day that the offense goes out there and just cooks. And we just didn't see that after that. When we got into the situational periods today, I couldn't tell, and I asked Matt Eberflus this, I couldn't tell if they were installing new concepts or if they were trying something different, that today the offense just looked very sluggish. It looked like they were a step slow. There were a couple of false starts that end up happening there as well. And I asked Flus, you know, what led to that? Were you guys installing something new? Was there something that they weren't getting? Was there something that you felt they took a step back in? Where did you feel this team struggled at? And he basically just said, you know, when you get down in the red zone, things get tougher. And that is the case. It is a bright side on one side, and we'll talk about the defense here in a second. But on the other, another day where just unable to be able to get that ball into the end zone. Now, I'm not worried about it yet because, I mean, listen, we're in day five of training camp. Nobody's sitting here telling you that this is the end of the world if you can't get the ball into the end zone for day five. But it really shows, right, like there's still this learning growth period that has to come. Caleb Williams has proven that he can move the football through the air to get his team downfield. But when he gets in that red zone, this defense has really bared its teeth at him and has really done a good job keeping him from scoring touchdowns. Now, we did see touchdowns, like I said, in the 7-on-7 period. But as you get into the team situational drills here, I mean, I'm looking through my notes now. In the first period, Caleb Williams ends up going 1-for-3, threw it to the right side, incomplete, phenomenal coverage by the defense. There was literally nowhere to go. Caleb basically just throws it away. They hand the football off to Roshan. He ends up getting wrapped up immediately. Caleb passes it to the right side again, trying to hit Keenan Allen. A little bit over Keenan's head there. Couldn't get that one. They hand the football off to DeAndre Swift. I'm not going to lie. Looked like he could have got a touchdown on that one, but at the end of the day, it was a nice offensive movement play to move forward. And then you finish that off with a play action pass that was completed to DeAndre Swift, but he ends up getting wrapped up by the defense there. So like the first period, 1-3. Second period, only throws a couple of passes, goes 1-2. Now at the end of that second period, he did try to find Romo Dunze late, which I thought was a really good look there because he kind of saw Rome get tangled up, immediately throws the football. That way you get the pass interference call. So maybe he could have gotten that one. Rome did break free, so maybe he could have gotten that one, but ended up being a pass interference there. And then on the on that final period, ended up going 1-for-3. Again, you also had a false start in there as well. So just kind of some struggles today from Caleb Williams. But That's what Matt Eberflus talked about with us, right? Remember when I asked him a couple of days ago, you know, do you feel like Caleb Williams is ahead of schedule for where he's at right now? Flus basically told me it's not going to be this straight up, you know, rocket ship trajectory for Caleb Williams. We're going to install new things. We're going to put new things in place. There's going to be some up and down here. That's kind of the growth period that Caleb Williams has to go through. And off of his day off, I think we saw that today. Really, I would say, and again, it's very early. Take it all with a grain of salt. Don't sit there and, you know, have the, oh my God, this is the worst thing that we could see ever. I knew it wasn't gonna, like, nobody's sitting here panicking. But I would say from just me being up here this week, this has been Caleb Williams, probably his worst practice to date. And, you know, there were some successes, but I would say there was a lot more of the defense kind of stifling anything that Caleb wanted to do. There were a couple of times, especially in a final, the final team period, where Jacob Martin moved him off of his spot and Caleb Williams had to extend plays with his legs. His best pass of the day, I will say this though, on that same series, I believe that it ended up going to, trying to see here, I got it in my notes here, ended up going to DJ Moore, a really, really nice play action pass. It ended up going to DJ Moore, a very nice play action pass, coming off the left side, laced it in there, was able to hit DJ in the hands. So that connection is still there. There's still those moments where you saw, right, the flashes that we were seeing in the first few days, and maybe that was them going back to something that they were comfortable with. My biggest takeaway though, I mean, like I said, it does seem like this was an off day for Caleb Williams. But this defense in the red zone seems very, very deadly. And I think that's one of the things that you should come away feeling positive about. There are no bad days if one side of the ball absolutely goes out there and cooks. And defensively today, I mean, the defense just had the offense's number. Early, right? Like I said, 7-on-7, the offense had their number. But all of a sudden, right, you heard Keenan Allen kind of start chirping back. He was like, oh, y'all quiet now. Y'all quiet now, huh? I don't hear y'all. And the defense is right. They're like, all right, whatever, man. Y'all got us on that one. We'll see what ends up happening. And then all of a sudden, it was like a switch flipped when the situation, or when the team periods got there. And the defense just absolutely shut down anything that the offense was trying to do. There was no consistency for the offense today. And the coverage, I have to say, was the biggest part of it to me. The coverage was absolutely phenomenal. And I think that that's something that as you go into pads over the next couple of days, because we've got pads on for day two, we've got pads for day six, we've got pads on for day seven of training camp. I'll be up here for both of those. It'll be very interesting to see, okay, how are these receivers getting off? How is the offensive line actually holding up? Because we've seen a few moments there, right, where the defense has been in the backfield and has forced Caleb Williams off of his spot. And he's been able to use his legs to make plays. And the one thing that I have been impressed with by him for most of this training camp session is he's done a really good job navigating the pocket that has been there, but that has been a pocket where there is no bull rush. That's been a pocket where there's not a ton of pass rush moves. There's been a pocket where the offensive line can't fight back as much because there's just nothing to grab onto. I'm going to be very intrigued to see what this Bears team is going to be able to do tomorrow and on Saturday, because I think that with the pads on, right, do you see maybe a little bit better play out of the offensive line? Are we going to get some answers at the center position, which today we flip-flop back yet again? Ryan Bates was in there taking snaps with the number ones again. And, you know, it went, I guess, okay for what we can see. You know, there was no missed snaps. There was a couple of miscommunications, like I said, a couple of false starts. But for the most part, I think today's practice was a defensive win, a defensive success, but still a Bears team success, because this is what I wanted to see. This is the moment for me that it's like, okay, how does Caleb bounce back from this day? Does he add another good day in tomorrow when they get in pads? Does he come back and he's like, oh, we got the fans in the building. Let's go out here and show them that they won yesterday, but they're not going to win 2 days in a row. Or is it still a little bit of a struggle for him to try and get back on track again? Like I said, I asked Flus, you know, were they installing something new? I don't know if they were, But the offense today just seemed a little bit more sluggish. And, you know, defense, like I said, they came out, they came ready to play. Outside of that 7-on-7, I would say it was absolutely defense's day. Hey, let me know how you guys feel in the comments below, man. Hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. Some other things that I noticed today, some things that I thought were interesting today that were going to change maybe moving forward what the Bears are going to do, especially heading into tomorrow. The fact that you saw how much they were hitting today, the fact that you saw how aggressive, a little bit more aggressive than maybe we've seen they were today, I thought was a little bit of an interesting note. And I'm wondering if they're going to have to kind of tell the guys tomorrow, all right, I know you're ready to get the pads on. We know you're champing at the bit to really get after it, but you have to calm down, because we saw more hits today than I think we've seen all through training camp, saw more bodies on the ground than we've seen all through training camp. And so, you know, I wonder if like they're so excited that tomorrow's going to be like, we're trying to go full speed. We're trying to get after it. The defense is ready to hit somebody. And you can just tell. You can absolutely just tell. So very much looking forward to pads tomorrow. Very much looking forward to what this offensive line is going to look like out there. And looking to see tomorrow, do we get 2 days in a row of the starting center? That's the biggest question that I have right now. The center position. I talked about this yesterday over on The Breeze. And one of the major questions that I think the Bears face right now is, will they have that position answered by the end of training camp? I think it's the most important position that you can have answered by the end of training camp. Because when I watch this team now, when I watch what we've seen in the past, think about the last time that the Chicago Bears really had a playoff run. Think about the last time that the Bears, we're talking about this team, top five defense, the offense looks phenomenal. Are they going to go out there and make the playoffs? Can they? Rich Eisen is picking them as a sleeper NFC championship team, right? Like there's all these things that are excitement, that there's hype around this Bears team, and you don't know who's snapping the football. I understand it's day five. I understand that by the end of training camp, you probably will have a answer on that. But the last time the Bears made a deep run in any playoffs is Olin Krutz's second to last year in the NFL. The last year the Bears had consistency at the center position is the last year that we saw that team go out there and actually win playoff games. Actually be a team that felt like it could make a Super Bowl. That's how important the center position is for this team. And it's one that, again, we keep seeing the flip-flops. They haven't decided who they want. They haven't decided who they want out there. By the time we get to this first game, I think you kind of need to know who you're leaning towards. And I'm talking about this first game next week, who you're leaning towards as your starting center, because you need to see that guy getting some starting reps. Something else that I thought was an interesting tidbit from today's press conference with Matt Eberflus was the fact that, again, he still hasn't said what we're going to get from Caleb Williams, still hasn't said how much Caleb Williams is going to play in this first game. Still hasn't said if Caleb Williams is going to play in this first game. And when asked about it, he said, you know, we're going to talk about that today. That's something that we still are, you know, kind of evaluating, trying to figure out ourselves. What do you mean evaluating? How would you not play Caleb Williams in this game? Even if it's a series, two series, whatever it is, how are you not getting him real snaps? I commended Matt Eberflus yesterday for how he has run this training camp. I thought that he has run this training camp very well. I feel like it's a much more up-tempo training camp. I feel like it's way better than what we saw out of the team last season. And it's actually something that's preparing the team for what's to come. But what are we talking about? We're thinking about if he's going to play or not. We're getting too far off with all of the, we got to make sure the guys get a certain amount of rest. He's a football player. Let him go out there and play football. Why are we wondering if Caleb Williams is going to play? Yet again, my questions still remain. I have checked a lot of my questions off the box. We got the contracts done. Nate Davis is out here practicing. Matt Eberflus has run a good training camp so far. We don't need questions on how much you're going to value the preseason or not. Value the preseason. Because we saw what happened when you didn't do it last season. It shouldn't even be a question if Caleb Williams is going to play. Again, I understand it's not going to be a ton. I understand it's not going to be for, he's not getting right 2-3 series out there. But the questions around if a guy's going to play or not, I can't live in that space where that makes sense. What a rookie quarterback, brand new offensive coordinator, brand new wide receivers, two new wide receivers, brand new tight end in the building, brand new running back in the building. What sense does it make to say, I don't know if Caleb Williams, just put it out there, don't. Play him or don't. But you should be leaning towards play him. So we'll see what ends up happening with that, man. Hit that like button. Like I said, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. I got a little bit of an update on Kyler Gordon. He had left the last practice with a little bit of tightness as well. I'm still dealing with that today, so we didn't get a chance to see him out there. But again, like I said, the DB unit, it's a unit that is ready, that has flourished. We heard from Tyree Stevenson today, and he talked about kind of the connection that these guys have and how he feels he can, you know, impact this DB unit as well moving into next season or in moving into this season. Like, this is a unit that is to be revered as we get into the regular season. I'm very excited about where this team is going to go. I'm very excited about, you know, how this DB unit is going to be able to come out and attack teams early on in the season. And then, of course, we got to see where they're going to get to once they end up getting, you know, to the divisional games. But to me, seeing some of the quarterbacks early on this list that the Bears are going to have to face, I feel like this is a DB unit that's going to shine through the first 9 games. And it's a DB unit that I'm excited to see get out there against real competition when we get to that first Tennessee game, because like I said, the intensity of this team, the confidence of this team, the pressure that they've put on themselves to be a top 5 defense, we're seeing all of those things happen. Day one, can you maintain it all the way through preseason? Can you maintain it as you get into the season? I think that this is a unit that can. And I'm really excited to see where this team is going to go defensively with this unit leading the way. Jalen Johnson mentioned it a couple of days ago, that Legion of Boom type of team. Can they be that Legion of Boom type of team? I don't know if in year 2 of this you can, but there's a lot of confidence in this defense that they can be. I still think you need some help on the pressure up the middle. Hopefully Javon Dexter is able to take that next step. I still think you need some pressure on the edges. Hopefully we see the Bears be able to go out there and add another edge rusher, or Dex hits and all of a sudden, you know, DeMarcus Walker's sack numbers start to go in the right direction. But when you see how this defense puts, how this team as a whole, not just the defense, how this team as a whole goes out there and, you know, puts the pressure on themselves, says this is our expectation of ourselves. Yet again, Tyree Stevenson coming out. And I know all people say this, right? But I want to be an all pro. I want to have my takeaway numbers go up and all of that stuff. He had 4 interceptions last season. Second half of the season, I thought he did a phenomenal job defensively. Can you continue to build on that? And you've got a young defense. You've got a young unit. You've got a young team that comes in with a ton of confidence and is ready to go. Now, as we get into pads tomorrow, I think there's going to be a real aggression about this team, an excitement even to be in pads and to finally be able to actually make contact with somebody. I'm very interested to see with this padded practice, are we going to see how Flus's run training camp continue? It's like I said, it's been very up-tempo. They've been very fast out there. They have not been kind of like, you know, tiptoeing around each other as much. Today, there was a lot more contact than we've seen. I'm not going to say like they were laying each other out every play, but there was a lot more contact than what we've seen through the first 4 days. If that carries over into tomorrow, like, I'm just excited to finally see this offense in pads going up against the defensive line that I mean, we got questions on both sides of this thing. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Like I said, hit that like button, subscribe to the page, leave a 5-star review. Y'all know what to do. I believe those are all my biggest takeaways from today's practice. Let me run through my notes real quick just to see if I left anything off of here. Tell defense right here's somebody. Like, yep. Yeah, I think I hit on all the points that were my biggest takeaways, man. Appreciate you guys for tuning in and showing love. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Do you feel like this is a team that is shaping into form? From what I see, the low days, can they build on the high days? Very excited to see that from Caleb Williams tomorrow. But as always, it's your boy Pat the Designer back at it again. Y'all stay safe out there, Chicago. Bear down. One love. Peace.